alone. Set up a brand. Move that body to and fro. Hey, everybody, it's time to connect the dots. Yeah, this is the Connect the Dots radio show, BBS Radio, Internet Radio, Radio Free America. Yeah, America needs to be freed, and this is Radio Free America, where we talk the truth, things you can't talk about on mainstream media. Yes, last one of the places where you can talk the truth in this crazy world in the year 2023. Hey, it's Morning Show Ready. Do you realize that next week we turn back the clocks or spring forward, turn the clocks 1 hour ahead, which means you all lose an hour. Hey, that's the way it goes. And that happens next week. So this week we're still on regular time. Yeah, if you're on the East Coast, it's a little after 1 a.m. Sunday. If you're in the Central Time Zone, it's just after midnight. And if you're in the Pacific Time Zone, it's still Saturday. Hey. Well, what's been going on? Hey, the world is getting crazier. People are doing stupider things. This is a call-in radio show. Hey, toll-free number, 888-627-6008. And if you're listening to the show through your computer screen, you not only get that number, you get the other number, too, the regular number to call in from. The number that you would have to use if you were calling in from somewhere like Europe. Had to get a drink of water there. Anyway, there's still so many unsolved riddles going on. I've been asking for weeks, months, I don't know how long now. Oh, my Lord. Galactic Federation. This is important information about what's going on. You know, the people, the beings, the extraterrestrials from other worlds. Good ETs and bad ETs. Well, the good ETs are here to save us. They call themselves the Galactic Federation, or is it the Galactic Confederation? Hey, if anybody knows, call in and tell us for sure. Because there's information out there, like one might be an imposter. Or is it the same thing? And then, there, of course, there's GFOL, Galactic Federation of Light. 52 star nations from our galaxy. And, of course, there's people from Andromeda, too, or creatures from Andromeda. Are they humanoid? Well, sometimes. Some of them are. There's insectoids out there, too. Hey, you know, it's important to understand that science fiction has been telling us what's been behind the scenes for ages, for decades, I should say. Science fiction movies from the 1950s on, talking about extraterrestrial beings from other worlds, talking about invisible beings. Yeah, they do exist. And some of the invisible ones are bad. Yeah, they're bad. Oh, yeah. Like fallen angels. Oh, you know, the devil, that creature. Notorious fiends for being evil, sometimes confused with Satan and Lucifer. Yeah, and there's three different ones there. You didn't know that, but now you know about it. The devil, Satan, and Lucifer. Three separate negative alien beings. Hey, there's also information out there on Twitter now. They're talking about NAA, and we're not talking about the National Aeronautics Association. It's the negative alien agenda. That's what NAA refers to. In fact, there is so much information on Twitter about the new reality, the hidden reality, that's going to make itself shown very shortly, maybe next year, or definitely the year after. If it doesn't happen by July of 2025, all I can say is everything that's been talked about in relation to this Galactic Federation is a lie. So they better show their faces by then, definitely. I mean, I wish it would have happened already, because they're promising all these goodies. They're promising a new reality. They're promising to take away the bad guys who have been misleading the human race. For hundreds of thousands of years, it's been that long, yeah? And especially the last 25,000 years or 26,000 years. Oh, yeah. Or even the last 12 or 13,000 years. Supposedly the time, the fall of Atlantis. And, of course, that information, you know, it's the line being drawn. It's a fine line, but then it's a line. One source says this year, one source says that year. And there's a lot of information we have to kind of choose. Who are we going to believe, you know? I don't know. Something to think about, because there's a lot of different sources of information out there now, and if you're not paying attention to who's saying what, how are you going to know who to believe? You know, I just looked at the clock over in the corner there, and this clock might be a couple of minutes fast, and the numbers are 111. Anytime you see those numbers, 111, 1111, 222, 555, those are numbers that are significant, you know, three in a row of the same kind. And it's significant to see numbers like that. I'm looking at 111. On the radio clock nearby where I am, but the I guess the most the best one to see is 1111. And if you're in the Rocky Mountain time zone in America, your clock might be reading 1111 p.m. Saturday night. Here in New York, it's 111. Oh, it's moving ahead to 112. Anyhow, a.m. Sunday morning. Hey, this is the Call-In Radio Show. If you have a phone and you know how to key in 888-627-6008, you can be live on this show right now. This is a live radio show. You know, for a long, long time, I've tried to communicate with ETs. I've tried to communicate with people that have connections with invisible sources of information to call in, and they all have excuses, or they're chicken, or what? I don't know what it is, but they're unwilling to participate. And which leads me to believe that they are infected with that worldwide disease. Maybe it's a universal disease now. It's called unresponsiveness. Yeah. It seems like too many people, too many entities, too many souls are infected with unresponsiveness. And that's not good, because we need to be responsive to each other in order for society, the collective consciousness of humanity, to move along into the fifth dimension. There's all this talk. If you're not on Twitter, you need to join up, because this is where all the action is happening with the extraterrestrial info. I mean, if you just want to get on a public information chat site and badmouth people, I guess there's other programs that you can get on and get away with saying more things bad about people. But that's not the point of the media, the social media. The point of this is to share info and enlighten each other. That's it, because we want light to win over darkness. Light, as in the frequency of love, the highest vibration possible in this universe. Maybe it's different in other universes, but in the one we're in, hey, love is the highest vibration, and we want to project as much love as possible as individuals, as a collective consciousness. We want to project love to everyone and everything. And, of course, it's difficult when the bad guys are still ruling over us here on Earth, making our lives difficult with all the ridiculous demands and their oppressive ways and their hell-bent desires to subdue us so they can rule over us. You know, it's not good what they're doing. No, not at all. And we want to break away from that, really. We do. And they're not going to give up easily. They are a bunch of diehards, and they want to fight for control of us into the end, and they intend to do that. So there's an ongoing battle, and it's up to us to do our part in the battle. You know, we have to unite in love and unite in as many ways as possible. I have been talking it for weeks on end, months on end, but I have to say it, you know, we have to take some physical actions. Strategic physical actions are necessary to help us move along, humanity move along in the right direction. It requires actions. It requires changing things. You ever hear of the Declaration of Independence? Yeah, America is famous for that. We had our Declaration of Independence in 1776, where we broke away from the British Empire, the English, that were ruling over us in America here, you know, and they were taxing us and they were subduing us. Well, we need a new Declaration of Independence in America. We need to have a Declaration of Independence from our oppressive U.S. government. You know, it's nothing but a New World Order puppet regime. That's what the American government is. And every other government in the world has become a New World Order puppet regime. And so every nation on earth, the people of every nation on earth, need to declare their Declaration of Independence. You can do the same one that was done in 1776. You know, it'll work for you too, but we all have to declare a Declaration of Independence from our oppressive governments. And every government on the face of the earth, including the American government, is oppressive. They're run by Nazis, communists, or evil ETs, whatever you want to call it. They call themselves the New World Order with their fake control organizations like the WHO, you know, World Health Organization, WEF, well, you know, NATO, the UN, all New World Order oppressive agencies here to deceive humanity and to control us. We have to break away from all of the controls they have set in place. This requires physical actions. This requires people uniting together to form strategic physical actions, put into motion strategic physical plans to free ourselves. It's going to require actions on our part, the regular people, the common folks. We have to free ourselves. We can't wait for the Galactic Federation or the Galactic Confederation or the Galactic Federation of Light to save us. They will eventually, but that is a year, 2 years down the road. And if they've been lying to us, it might be longer than that. We need to act on our own and take the initiative. Once we get away from the controls of the evil governments on planet Earth, and they're all evil right now, they don't serve the people. Once we get away from their evil controls of the evil governments, it'll be much easier for people to be loving. And that will attract more loving energies into our dear Mother Earth. Yeah, Mother Earth, our planet, has a consciousness. I know you probably weren't told that if you're a regular person in your life. But yeah, Mother Earth, she loves us. I wrote a song about it. The Earth, She Loves You. Look it up on YouTube. The Earth, She Loves You. I sang about it. All she wants is to be loved. You know? She gives us life. She gives us air to breathe. She gives us food and shelter. And all she wants is to be loved. And what have we been tricked into doing? Abusing her. And it's all the fault of the evil governments and the evil ETs who came to Earth and have been wrongfully controlling us for hundreds of thousands of years. Wake up, people. It's been going on that long. And, you know, but this is an educational show. I want to remind everybody, you know, humans, we are all of us alive as human beings, not the clones and the artificial intelligence substitutes, those of us that have souls, yeah. We also have 12 strands of DNA and only, they've all been inactivated except for two. I heard a new version of that story when they did genetic destruction of humanity hundreds of thousands of years ago. The ETs deactivated all our DNA strands of the 12. They deactivated all but one, and then took that one and cut it in half and altered it and placed that back. And we're running on two cylinders. It's really one divided into two. That's how pathetic they made us and stripped us of all the connections to the universe we should have had and had at one time long, long ago before the evil ETs came to Earth. We need to have this story told. We need to be waking ourselves up. There's plenty of information out there on the internet now. Plenty of information on Twitter. Join Twitter just to get yourself an education. I mean, you can visit Twitter and read all the information up there, but it'll be much easier if you join up, you know, and then you can do your part of retweeting important bits of information that you think others should have and just put your intent out there that the AIs that operate Twitter will pass along the information that you want to retweet. You know, that's a hypocritical thing too. You know, Twitter is run by AI, artificial intelligence. Yeah, people own the, like Elon Musk, the Musk one. Yeah, he owns Twitter, okay. They hire people, humans, to work there. Some of them might be clones too. But the system is run by artificial intelligence. The machinery that determines who they're going to send your tweets to, or if you retweet something, who will get to see it. Yeah, it's all in the hands of artificial intelligence. And the human beings are just involved in programming the machines to follow certain procedures, look for certain words, you know, don't help out people that talk about certain things. Don't pass along the information if you're talking against artificial intelligence or if you're saying something that will harm the new world order. Yeah. The Twitter machinery has been programmed to protect itself in that sense. So you have to be a little careful about what you say on there, or they'll just X out your account. It still happens. Elon didn't fix anything. You know, another rich billionaire that's full of crap doesn't know what it is to serve the general public. Mm-hmm. You know, all it would take to really set things in motion in the right direction. I mean, things are moving forward, but at a slow, slow pace. The bad guys, the battle has been lost already for them. Victory has been declared by the light, victory of the light. But there's still the mop-up of the diehards that are hanging on and still got the noose around our necks here, humanity, and are pulling the noose tight around our necks and trying to make us suffer because they're in partnership with the demons that feed off suffering. And a lot of bad things are even getting worse here on Earth. That's why it would be nice if the promises of the Galactic Federation, or is it the Galactic Confederation, of the Galactic Federation of Light, take your pick, if the good guys, one of them are, and or they're all one and the same, you know? I wish someone would call in and clarify that, but we'll just have to talk about it as a possibility. Eeny, meeny, miny, mo. You know, catch the good one by the toe, whatever. We'll do that little nursery rhyme and, you know, one potato, two potato, and all those other little nursery rhymes. Hey, I shoot you for it, evens or odds, you know. But the full disclosure is coming, not from American government or any other government here, because they're knee deep in their own bullshit. And they'll never give us full disclosure because they would have to admit that they were partners in crime, just like they all were partners in crime with the scam-demic. May God have mercy on your soul if you got the vaccine, the toxic concoction that they tricked you into taking. You know, some people lucked out. They got placebo. But millions of people were infected with toxic substances through trickery and through the foolishness of the people who submitted, still listening to government. If you're listening to my voice, damn it, wake up. Don't you understand? Government is your enemy. They have been the pawn of the evil ETs long before you were born. And the whole concept of government, governing your life, is from them. because that's what they've been doing with humanity for hundreds of thousands of years. And at times they did it more than other times. And for small, brief periods of time, small areas of humanity managed to escape. But now it's hard to escape them because they've got all this sophisticated technology from the future that they brought it back through time travel. And they're using all that technology against us to control us, to monitor us, and to systematically destroy us. Yeah, we're in the middle of this battle, and we are being victimized beyond belief. And don't you have it, what are you, a man or a mouse, as the saying goes? Don't you have it in your heart, a willingness to defend yourself from being attacked to the point of being destroyed? Because that is what is happening to humanity right now. You know, we are at war with the bad guys. They are attacking us in every way possible, and we can no longer just sit around and put up with it. And we can't wait for the Galactic Confederation to come and rescue us. They will eventually, and then they'll give us heaven on earth, so they say. But meanwhile, we need to free ourselves from the daily ongoing oppression from all the evil governments of the world and the New World Order itself that wants to impose their evil one world government on everybody. And they are still working 24/7 to trick people to fall into more of their traps, you know? I can see why they don't want to give up. They tricked 90% of humanity with the scamdemic. Why not try to trick them with other things? In fact, they're going for the second scamdemic, still tricking, you know, and your politicians, the people that are supposed to protect you, they're sitting on their hands and they're allowing this to go on. Shouldn't be allowed after the scandemic and what was uncovered, that it was all a bunch of lie to infect us with poisons. And there was no real science behind it except the science to kill people with vaccines, which they did successfully did to a certain extent. And they're still trying to push boosters on people. They're using public radio, public TV to push the agendas to get more boosters. You know, every booster anybody gets, if they hasn't killed you yet, every booster you get, it further poisons your natural immune system and weakens you and brings you one step closer to the grave and brings you one step closer to more suffering. And, hey, this is going on. Hey, this is call-in radio. You can participate if you have a phone and have the notion to pick up that phone and dial or punch in 888-627-6008 and share with us some important knowledge about what's going on today, you know? And there's so much going on just on mainstream media news, you know. They're just flooding your mind with how many people got killed. They send their reporters searching everywhere around the globe. Where can we find people got killed? Where was there another mass killing? Where was there a crazy person that went berserk and started stabbing people for no reason at all? Let's find them and showcase them on the news, because we want people to be thinking about these things. You know, and this goes on every day with mainstream media and that friggin' war in Ukraine. I feel sorry for the Ukrainian people, but at the same time, this war is almost a friggin' joke. It's a war being fought with TV cameras and fake images and fake, stories. Not one real battle has been shown. And we've been showing how easily, I mean, with the digital, you know, and that's part of the digital conspiracy. If you're listening to my voice, you need to get a copy of my book, Connect the Dots Theory. Connect the Dots Theory. This is Connect the Dots radio show, but I've got the book out there. It's been out there for a couple of years now. But it's the only book out there that lists at least 39 ongoing conspiracies, and the digital conspiracy is one of them. You know, what? However long it was going, they changed the signal. You know, it was all analog signals, and then they passed a law. It was going to be illegal to broadcast analog signals. Only can use digital signals. And sure, gave you a clearer picture. Worse reception, though, if you're far away from the antennas, but clearer picture. But at the same time, it gave the world controllers, who control all the medias, the ability to fake the news and show you fake pictures day after day after day. You know, because you can insert a fake image on a digital display, and there's no way to trace that the image has been changed. No way to prove it. And that's why we have digital TV broadcast signals, and that's why if you click onto the analog signal, there's nothing but snow now because they made it illegal. Of course, that's a perfect opportunity for those of us who would want to send something. Because there's plenty of people who have TVs out there that'll still pick up the analog signal. I've said it before and I'll say it again. We could be broadcasting the truth on those analog signals that all the TVs are queued into picking up already. The frequencies are known for the original Channel 2, original Channel 4 in America. It's probably the same in other countries around the world too. But, you know, nobody's taking advantage of that. That shows you how brain dead they've caused humanity to get. Mm-hmm. Ah, nothing like good water. Spring water, it has to be. Or if you want a more perfect water than spring water, there's John Ellis water from New York State. Yeah, look it up. Mr. John Ellis, who's over 100 years old, a long time ago, he invented a machine that can change the bond angle, the hydrogen-oxygen bond angle. Yeah, and it makes the water wetter. And it makes it have a higher vibrational frequency. And, of course, the late Dr. Emoto from Japan did his experiments in photography and proved that by projecting good vibrations mentally, you can change the shape of water also. That's right. If you pour yourself a glass of water, start with spring water. Don't waste your time with tap water. You know, that requires more energy to fix something so contaminated as tap water. And never drink tap water. Too many toxic compounds in it. Toxic compounds that cause hundreds of more toxic compounds while the water's laying in the pipes. Anyhow, that's it. Good vibrations of love. He proved it with photography, water that was chaotic. When he prayed over it, gave thoughts of gratitude to the earth and the universe for this precious thing called water, it changed the shape of chaotic water into a crystalline hexagonal shape like a snowflake. You know, all snowflakes are hexagonal. Yeah. Sometimes people don't know that. Most people, but yeah, and that will be the shape of perfect water. It'll have a hexagonal shape to it, geometric pattern. And you can affect water with your mind. The power of your mind is more than you ever believed in, because the bad vibrations are being filtered away from us. Our minds will become more powerful as more of our inherent DNA, the dormant DNA, becomes reactivated. The more powerful our minds will be, and it will be important to use that powerful mind to think good thoughts and think good things. You know, the universe responds to thoughts. This should be taught in all grade schools, that we're in a universe, it's a living universe. It's not empty space out there. It's a living universe, and everything in the universe is responsive and affects the rest of the universe. And in such a way, everything is connected one way or another. But the universe is so responsive, it responds to our thoughts. That's why you should be thinking about what you want, because your thoughts put out, we could say, a holographic picture, a telepathic communication, and it's picked up by the universe, and the universe works on its own, how it's been set up to work, and there's also conscious entities amongst that universe out there in the higher realms that pay attention to our thoughts also. And they intentionally arrange things to happen, which are coincidences. Yeah, coincidences are created. Things that happen by chance are very rare. Of course, it could happen by chance, but that's very remote. Most things that coincide, that's what a coincidence is. It's something that has been arranged to coincide. And that's an important thing to understand, that we're living in a system that responds to our thoughts. So it's important to have control of what you're thinking. Very important. In fact, it's important for us to be monitoring our own thoughts, in the sense that when we speak, we want to speak from the heart, the good things that we know are good. And it's very, very important to do this in life, because we're affecting not only the people around us, but we're affecting the universe too when we speak and do things. So we all have to mind our P's and Q's, as the saying goes. And we all have to be as responsive as we possibly can. You know, we have to be monitoring ourselves, in the sense that we want to project good vibrations out there. The more we do that, the better we'll be, the better humanity will be as a collective consciousness, the better planet Earth will be. And the better the universe will be. We have extremely powerful minds. We've been lied to our whole lives about how powerful our minds are, because we've been under the control of the dark side for much too long a time. But things are changing for the better. Slowly but surely, the darkness is being overtaken by the light. Light, shining the light on darkness eliminates the darkness. Higher frequency vibrations obliterate the lower frequencies. It casts them away from us. So there's plenty of talk about out there on the internet about the third dimension physical reality, the one we've experienced our whole lives, and the new one that's gaining presence, the fifth dimension. Why are we skipping the fourth dimension? Doesn't matter. It's a known fact. It's been given to us. We're going from the third dimension to the fifth dimension. We're talking about an ascension of vibrational zones. That's what a dimension is. Each dimension has a vibrational parameters that can exist when they're in that dimension. When the planet Earth ascends and the human race collectively ascends into the fifth dimension, we will be vibrating so fast that the dark creatures cannot enter into the fifth dimension and harass us anymore. Only those who with having their hearts the vibration of love, which is a faster vibration, will be permitted to exist in this fifth dimensional Earth. And there is a what's called the splitting of timelines. We're edging closer and closer to it. The key point of changeover will be the event. If you don't know about it, you need to get on Twitter and find out about the event, or just get on the internet. You want to find out, like, about many of the things that I'm talking about and things related to, because there's so much information out there. I've said it before, but I'll give the address again that you type in the search bar, the Google search bar. It's called 2012portal.blogspot.com. 2012portal.blogspot.com. That's where you're going to get a tremendous amount of information about the ongoing war between the good guys. That incorporates the resistance movement and the Galactic Federation. And you can find out a multitude of information about how the battle's been going on, how much of the bad frequencies they've removed, how far along they are on the implants being removed from every human being on Earth. Bad things have been planted in our auras. If you're listening to my voice and you don't know that you have an aura, boy, you need to look it up. Google it. Aura. All human beings have auras. And you can, everything living has auras, in fact. And there's easy ways to learn about and teach yourself how to see auras. It's harder to see them around human beings, but it's a known fact they exist. There's certain kinds of photography that'll pick up your auric colors. And implants have been implanted in the auric field of humans, designed to hold us hostage. The bad guys did this, the evil ETs. You know, they're mad scientists, those evil ETs, definitely. In fact, you can learn a lot about the bad guys by watching science fiction movies, because science fiction movies from the 1950s on, and there's some good ones back in the 1950s, are telling us about the hidden reality of the dark side. Yeah, about the mad scientists they have that want to rule the world and the evil things they want to do. To kill us and control us. We're all familiar with the movie The Matrix. Well, you know, The Matrix is, sure, we're not living in, we're not resting in pods of liquid with the Google glasses on, dreaming our lives away. But similar things are being done, and this energy is being harvested off of us. I think I've said it before, but I'll say it again just to remind people. When you're not listening to the show later on, Google it. The word Loosh, L-O-O-S-H. It has to do with the energy that can get sucked off a human being. And once you start looking that word up, there'll be a few definitions of it. Check them all out. It'll lead you to a trail of things connected to Loosh, the harvesting of Loosh off the human race, which is similar to what was being displayed in that movie, The Matrix. Evil ET is trying to suck energy off. Yeah, it's a reality. They do it in satanic rituals, and they do it in other ways. You need to educate yourself, because we've all been subjected to this, you know, especially when the evil governments put fear into our hearts. This creates chemical reactions that creates an energy that can be sucked off us. And the ETs, apparently, there's always more new information coming out on this. If you're on Twitter, there's a hashtag at capital ARYAN 1-2 capital D. A hashtag capital A, capital R, capital Y, capital A, capital N, 1-2 capital D. Orion 12D. I presume the 12D stands for the 12th dimension. Or as I like to say, zones of reality. Hey, it's in my book, Connect the Dots Theory. I do a good example in that book of explaining what a dimension is. It's a zone of reality. It's a frequency zone. Every dimension has frequency parameters in it. So you have to be vibrating faster every time you go up a dimension, you know? And we're talking about jumps of 10,000 vibrations per second, millions of vibrations per second, billions of vibrations per second into the next dimension. And up the ladder you go, talking about huge leaps in frequency increases to be in the higher dimensions. And as the saying goes, the hand is quicker than the eye. So all of these beings that are vibrating way, way, way faster than us in the higher dimensions, they can fly on down here, float on down here into our dimension, and they will be invisible because they are vibrating so fast, our eyes can't pick up, you know, see them as stationary objects. And so, yeah, ghosts are real in that sense. Any energy that's vibrating faster beyond the capability of our eyesight to pick it up, as they say, the hand is faster than the eye, the ghost is faster than your sight, and, you know, they are invisible. And there's a lot of evil, negative aliens doing that, that can float around in our world and not be seen, you know? They can hover over us, and we won't be able to detect their presence visually. Sometimes we can feel their presence, but this is the reality of the world we're in. And so there's plenty of room for invisible creatures in this world. Again, everybody listening to my voice, you need to go out and get a copy of my book, Connect the Dots Theory, or just download the version from Amazon or iTunes. It's like, you know, $5 to $7 for a download, something like that. It'll make you a smarter person. It has the pictures of some of the invisible things. And it has the 39 ongoing conspiracies, some of them that nobody on earth, I guess, except myself, talks about, you know? But you ought to be talking about it because these things are ongoing. They're being worked against you right now as I speak to you. You're just unaware about it. But you can easily make yourself aware about it. You'll never hear anyone on TV talking about these things. But I put it into that book, and you can easily download it and make yourself a smarter person. And then tell others about what's going on. You know, the digital conspiracy. The blood conspiracy. Oh, that's another one. But get the book, Connect the Dots Theory. The name of the show here is Connect the Dots. The book will connect the dots for you and show you. It will tell you about the 45-degree angle. In fact, there's something new I picked up today on Twitter, a different type of 45-degree angle in relation to diamonds and ley lines. Pretty complex. Again, I gave you that hashtag site at @ARYAN12D. That's an important hashtag on Twitter. Somebody from the 12th dimension, they're getting their information from. That's why they use that hashtag. The individual's name, I believe, is Jan. But amazing amount of information being disclosed to us, you know. In fact, that from that particular site, there was information that we should be rejoicing about, that the artificial intelligence that were out in the Orion constellation, they were hooked up to Stonehenge, were deleted. So that was the lift-off point for sending the collected looch from humanity off to another star system so the demons there can suck on it. I mean, this is the stuff that's going on behind our backs. And supposedly that pipeline from Earth to Orion was disabled, destroyed. Good news. That doesn't mean that doesn't mean all the satanic rituals have stopped, you know? They're just not able to, artificial intelligence is just not able to send all they've sucked off to some other world, but there's still demons here sucking off your loosh. Look it up, LOOSH. And get yourself a copy of Connect the Dots Theory and become a smarter person. Only 100 pages of text, but there's no filler. In those 100 pages of text, you'll find out information that nobody else talks about except me. And you'll find pictures, 35 millimeter photographs and enlargements of things that don't go bump in the night, things that are present in the night that cameras can pick up, some of which you can see and some of which you can't. But the close-ups on the UFOs, you'll see shapes hovering in the sky that nobody else on Earth has ever shown you. Even the Galactic Federation, what they're showing you pictures of clouds, which we can presume there's a spacecraft hiding in them. But they haven't shown you any actual pictures of their crafts, but in my book, Connect the Dots Theory, I have pictures of actual craft, different looking craft. Some of them look like monstrosities out of a science fiction movie. In fact, nothing that even resembles what you've seen in science fiction movies. And I've got them in my book, and I have the only book on this planet that has these pictures. How can you not be interested in looking at them even? And under each picture is an explanation describing where to look, what you're looking at. And I've captured so much image on the film, it's like astronomical. You know, this book is a revelation in itself, but if nobody's looking at it, it's like it doesn't even exist. You know? So, and of course, it would be helpful to me that I make my small percentage on each book or download sold, but more importantly, it's you educating yourself about information and pictures you can't get anywhere else on this world. And the I don't know what the problem is with the Galactic Federation. They when they do have their representatives post things on Twitter, we haven't seen any real pictures. Well, in my book, Connect the Dots Theory, you got real pictures, not digital, real pictures from 35 millimeter photographs, of which I have the negatives for, that can prove they haven't been altered. Plus, I have the drawings of the other things that come down out of the sky, for which I didn't have a camera with me at some of those occasions, but I'm a good drawer. And when you see the pictures, how I've drawn them, you'll understand what I witnessed personally. Again, you know, stories being told about real things happening in our world here on planet Earth that nobody else but me is talking about. Aren't, you know, if you're listening to my voice, don't you have any interest in viewing and finding info out about these realities right here on Earth, some of which you can go get yourself a camera and do some nighttime photography in the air and find the areas where these things are present. Well, we're coming to the end of the show. All I can say is, hey, you know, if you go to BBS Radio, look up my show, Connect the Dots Theory. Subscribe to my show, yeah, $2.99, $5.99, you know. You know, this is internet radio. We don't get paid to do an internet radio show. In fact, we have to pay the technicians to broadcast the signal. So, it would be nice if I got some support for more. I've been doing this for over 5 years now, educating humanity. And, you know, if a teacher teaches in a public school, they get a paycheck. Well, I don't get a paycheck. This is like me donating a portion of my life every week to educate humanity and help move things along in the right direction. Well, anyhow, we're at the end of the show. Listen to my music. I've got two CD baby albums out there. You're going to hear one of the songs, the first song on my album. Song's Better Than Dylan. And the name of the song is I Gotta Be Somebody. But first you'll hear the guitar solo from Are You the Party in Kind. I've got YouTubes out on that too. And go visit. Go to YouTube.com and punch in Beatlemania in America. I got a 10-minute documentary on it. And you can learn about the great love that the Beatles brought into our world that created Beatlemania. People just couldn't help but respond to the love that was being thrown out there by the Beatles, and they returned it. Learn about it. It was a great moment in history of the human race. Probably the greatest moment in the history of the last century was Beatlemania in 1964. And that's 65. I got the documentary out there on YouTube. Okay, it's time for the, hey, everybody listening, tell your friends to tune in next week. It was a call-in radio show. Okay, Mr. Engineer, time to take us out of here now. Here's the countdown. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, 0.
Statistic. I don't want to be just a nobody. Gotta be somebody or I won't be satisfied. Gotta be somebody to feel alive. I don't want to be no John Doe. I don't want to grow just to be old. Gotta be somebody or I won't be satisfied. Gotta be somebody. Stand without being made clear to the world my ideas, and all those people that had walked on by now stopped and looked, cause I caught their eye. I don't wanna be nobody's slave. I don't wanna join them in my grave. Gotta be somebody or I won't be satisfied. Gotta be somebody. Stand without being made clear to the world my ideas, and all those people that had walked on by now stopped to look, cause I caught their eye.